This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. 11 past 12. Let me tell you something. I've never witnessed someone more confidently strut into a studio than I watched Dave Harrigan 11 minutes ago. A little late, by the way. You know, I was already in here. I was prepping. You just feel like now, because what you did yesterday, you can strut in whenever you want, don't you?
I mean, maybe I was a little late walking in. Maybe I wouldn't have also let 60 seconds of the bumper play before I decided to start talking.
Sometimes you like to hear Nika Costa. A lot of times we jump right in.
Is this the Nika Costa show?
I think she's amazing. Let's get back to the reason why you're literally oozing confidence. You could use, wound damage because of something you did yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have never felt more macho, more machismo, more like this is for Card in the Studio, like Burt Reynolds, 1973, Playgirl, right there, big hairy chest. You grew hair on your chest and other parts of your body yesterday because of what you did.
As I'm walking down the halls of CCO Radio today, I'm feeling a little bit like mid-2000s Mr. McMahon walking down the aisle with that big swagger.
Working out well for him right now.
The arms going.
Mm.
Like I said, mid-2000s.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, he was a scumbag then, too.
Still then.
Yes.
Still is. Yes. Yes. Was before.
Yes.
I've seen
that. Tell people why you have, I was going to put sauntered, and then I looked it up. That's more casual. Strut. I think strut.
Swagger.
Swagger. Yeah. Another guy, Jimmy Swaggart. Another good guy.
Woo.
Woo. He cried. Who are the biggest buffoon televangelists right now? Do we have a bunch of them right now? Joel Osteen, he's performing at the former Houston Rockets arena. That's impressive. But
pretty good.
He doesn't have a lot of stuff, controversies with him, does he?
I haven't heard many.
Do we have many like Sunday mornings who are begging for everything and then they have 19 houses? And
well, I think Osteen does very well with the houses and cars.
Yeah. Who do you got?
Kenneth Copeland.
Sure. He's doobies.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had like a big controversy lately where turns out they have three mistresses, five other children, and they're begging for forgiveness like we have with Jimmy and Tammy Faye.
Let's get the CCO news team on it.
Let's go.
Little investigation.
Carter, jump back into it. Find us some scumbag televangelists. It shouldn't be too tough. But yesterday, and I'm literally in awe of you. To quote Greg Norman, who once was in awe of himself as we play when he won the 1993 British Open. That's when we play that. Bob Rosberg, in a great duel with Faldo and Langer, and Rossi goes, Greg, tell me about your play today. You played really well. Yeah, Rossi, I was in awe of myself today. Think about that. You were in awe of yourself yesterday.
I was. I still am. It's good to know that you are, as I would expect, because I'm sure you can feel the masculinity, the testosterone.
Dripping off you.
It's coursing through my veins, dripping off. Oozing out of my pores. I can't keep it
in. Oozing's never a good word, but we're going to use it multiple times.
Sometimes it is a good word, and this is one of those times. I did engine work, Chad. As I told you yesterday, as my wife was leaving for work, turns out she wasn't leaving for work because she came in and said, I've got a dead battery.
Yeah.
I tried to jump it. No go. Thing was dead as a doornail. So yesterday I took it upon myself after work in the evening, started around 9 o'clock when the kids got to bed.
After taking care of the kids, or did you say, that's women's work?
Oh, that's women's work.
I'm a man.
Definitely.
I'll be over here having a beer and a shot and watching bare knuckles boxing.
That was grilling steaks, too.
Yeah.
Grilling steaks.
No potatoes, no vegetables.
Give me.
You barely put them on the grill.
Yeah. It's the Dan Cook diet.
Yeah.
Just meat, please. I purchased a battery yesterday, picked her up. And you darn right, I got her installed and that thing worked. And I've never felt better about myself as a man's man.
If I was told my children's lives were on the line, and also membership to Pine Valley, Augusta, and Cypress Point, let me tell you, I would try really, really hard. Yeah, for the kids, sure, but man, those golf memberships.
Yes.
No chance in hell. There's no chance. I could be there for a year. I don't think I could execute that. Carter, any chance you could put an engine into a car? Take
just
it out.
Just the battery, not the whole engine.
I wanted the engine. I exaggerated.
Battery?
Battery.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
he's down.
Battery?
There.
Come on. You got a red cord, you got a black cord.
You're just taking it out. So you're not even giving him any credit.
No, I appreciate his effort. I feel for him because that would fill me with, I'd feel the masculinity coursing through my veins.
Yeah, but I don't think you could do it.
You don't think I could take a battery?
I've been around you. No.
No, you haven't been around me.
No, I've watched. I see the frustration that Jen demonstrates on a regular basis. I know. Well, he's acting like it's no big deal.
Sounds like you.
I'm sorry.
He's dismissive.
I didn't want to be part of this. And you dragged me into it.
I'll tell you.
You're
this.
Right in here.
I know, but you're
what, eating? You're doing emails, just, yeah. And you're reacting to everything we're saying.
I was like pantomiming.
You're like a mime.
I was pantomiming along with the
what
show.
What has happened to mimes? Why don't we have more mimes right now?
Where's our YouTube channel where I'll do the pantomime edition of the Chad Harmon Show on a daily basis?
Where is any YouTube channel for this station? Can we just start it? So Carter is basically saying, scoffing, dismissing.
Well, I thought it was going to be that. I mean, what do you do now in 2024 when you've got a project like that you've never undertaken? You go to the YouTube.
Yeah.
You look for a little how-to video. And the one I found yesterday made it seem like this is going to be about a 20-minute thing. Just, a couple screws, couple bolts, pop her out, drop the new one in, you're good. Once you actually get into the engine and realize that video that said it was working on the same model car as my wife's definitely was not, then things get a little bit trickier. Then you got to find some other things.
You got the Cybertruck Tesla. That's what you guys bought?
No, that's not.
Ugliest car ever on the planet.
That would be about a 2,000-pound battery. I don't think I can replace that one.
Couldn't do that one?
But the 50-pounder I was able to handle.
Yeah.
Minor injuries. Moderate.
Minor injuries. What sort of injuries?
We got a scrape.
I got a scrape, yeah.
Yeah, there was
blood.
Did
you just do that for the macho part of it?
I would have liked to say that I did, but I got the blood. Went inside.
Sweat.
This was as I was dropping the new battery.
Tears.
Scraped it up a little bit. Went inside, washed it up, and my wife put a Band-Aid on me.
Were you tearing up a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay. When have you felt at your, make up your own sick joke here, handiest? What have you done? And by the way, male or female, because let me just be honest. To be in a relationship with me, let's say if you're in a relationship with me for multiple years, you have to be handy or else I just, at some point, you're smart, you're intelligent, you're kind, you love me, you're beautiful. But if you're not handy, I'm not. So I need you to be handy.
Mm-hmm.
I need that to be a part of it. Again, save your sick jokes for Adam Carter's personal phone number, which we'll give out at the end of the show today. We will give out Adam's personal number if you want to call him on Thanksgiving. Just ask him questions on Thanksgiving. Your own Thanksgiving hotline, call Adam Carter. When have you felt most handy? And are you dismissing Dave Harrigan's machismo here like Adam Carter did? No big deal. So what? He put a car together on his own. No big deal. 651-461-9226. Men and women, when have you been peak testosterone? Is it right here when you're listening to this voice?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
25 past 12. Dave Harrigan has the music theme. I was guessing maybe it'd be macho related. I thought we might come out with macho, macho man. What do we got?
This particular song has been in my head for like the last 7 weeks.
Okay.
I just love it. It's called Good Old Days by the Revivalists. And it's kind of a serious holiday-themed theme, I guess, today. We'll just throw that word out there. Good old days. Don't forget that these are the good old days.
These are the good old days?
This is the holiday season, Thanksgiving coming up Thursday.
Yeah.
And I've gotten emotional listening to this song, others with a similar theme. These are the good old days. Whether you're young, whether you're old, you can always find something to focus on right now.
That's very good.
Thank you.
I like that. And I did like that song.
I love that song.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Harrigan among the text, 651-461-9226. Chad, I think, just saw Dave's wife broken down in the center lane on 694 West. I mean, do we know if the car actually is working today?
She wouldn't be taking 694,
okay.
First of all.
But
I honestly, you will not understand the amount of joy I felt when she started it up last night and it worked, and then the amount of nervousness this morning when she got in it, and my ear was right by the door. Come on, baby. Come on. Yes!
Somebody wants to know if I'm enjoying this fall weather. Hell no. No. Here's a fall fraud right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, wearing his free Timberwolves hat. I love fall.
That's crisp.
I love fall. And did you hear him whining about how cold it is today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fraud. Harrigan is less like Swaggart. He's more like Schweigert.
I'll take that.
Yeah?
Sausage King of Minneapolis.
Who do you trust more, part-time guy Josh doing your brakes or Harrigan changing your battery? Let's just remind folks that we heard the story yesterday that Josh was changing the brakes, replacing the brakes on his car. Carter, you like Josh? Anybody who knows Josh Wheeler, it's impossible to not like Josh Wheeler. Josh has replaced the brakes on his car. Your car is not working. You need to get somewhere fairly quickly. And Josh says, I got you. Come in the car. What is your move?
As long as I can like come to a stop up a hill, I'm okay. I'll trust Josh.
No, you're on the highway. You are on the highway. Dave Harrigan.
Hey, if I fail, the car's not moving and you're fine. If Josh fails, we got an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, we go on. That's right. Josh, I love you. I'm going to work with you tomorrow. Mm-mm. No. No, I need to see you drive that car for a couple months. Right?
A couple months?
I don't need to be the – I'm not the test dummy. I am just not that person. Agree with Carter. Not that masculine to replace a car battery. Technically, that was an electrical project, not a mechanical project. Yeah. It's like you're a scientist. You're not a macho man. Yeah,
whether I'm an electrician or a mechanic, I don't care. I mean, there were a couple little sparks when I was reconnecting the negative.
If you were really macho, you'd let the blood wear off.
Yeah?
Fair? Hey, Dave, great job on the battery. Now can you graduate to checking air pressure on tires?
Please.
You know what a scam is? When gas stations charge you for air.
Oh. Are you stealing a line from the committee from about a year ago?
I mean,
that's fine.
How embarrassing
the joke
is that?
I'm a pro at changing tires and checking air pressure. Thank you very much.
Texters here on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. I rebuilt a car engine in my garage once and drove the car for 7 years. Can you do that, tough guy? I am the tough guy.
You got a YouTube video?
Chad is an active Army safety officer. My question is, why was he not wearing the proper safety PPE, safety glasses, mechanic's gloves? First of all, thank you for your service. Why are we not wearing proper protection, Dave Harrigan?
I'm a tough guy.
You're a tough guy.
Don't need protection.
How many times did he send sparks flying when he grounded the wrench, tightening the positive cable? You had to screw up a little bit, right?
No. No, he did just fine. A couple little sparks on the negative end, but not the positive.
Felt like a real man when I replaced the switch on my ceiling fan after an electrician said it was shot and the whole fan needed replaced. Oh, that's way beyond me.
I did that last year.
You had an electrician come over and say, it's unsavable, and you said, au contraire, and gave the late Dikembe Mutombo finger wag too?
I have two of the same brand model ceiling fans in the house. One of them died. I have a neighbor who's an electrician who said, here's how we can rewire the thing. He did it. I watched. A few months later, the other one died. I said, I bet it's the same problem. I figured it out.
Yeah. I think this texter nails it. Isn't this the same macho man who can't handle an ice cream cone? That is correct. Carter, you aware of this guy? He says his ice cream melts too quickly in a cone, so he's afraid of it and puts it in a bowl.
I don't want to have to race the melting. Take my time.
Once again, tongue dexterity. You're not skilled at that. Adam Carter is. He brags about his tongue dexterity constantly. What do you have? Let's get an onslaught. An overwhelming, we shut down the system with so many questions for Ask Adam Anything. You might pantomime your answers, and then I have to interpret it. The audience will just lather that up. What do you got? Love when you participate, including a phone call or two. 651-461-9226. Let's go to the texters right away.
Love the fade-out. That's a new aspect of that.
Let's go. What would Adam's stage name be as a mime? That's an excellent question.
Well, it's got to be French, right, obviously?
Yeah, yeah. Why are the French? Is it just Marcel Marceau?
Marcel Marceau.
Can you name, forget $100,000, name another French mime.
I can't name another mime of any culture.
I can't either. Yeah, I have no idea.
Mimin's Money, let's go. Billy Crystal and Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. I have not watched them. We're filming another one right now, I think.
Are they really?
Yes. Good. You got a name?
Are you in discomfort?
So many. How about Andre the Giant when he's swimming right there? This just such a brilliant movie. Well, we talked about this.
Oh, you're talking about Princess Bride.
Princess Bride and Spinal.
Okay.
I'm combining both. But Spinal, they are filming another one. Michael McKean. What is Michael McKean's peak role? So good. Is it still just
Lenny?
Is it still that?
No.
Right? I mean, probably.
I don't know. David St. Hubbins is pretty good. I mean, although he was in a lesser role, but like in Best in Show.
Phenomenal.
So good.
Phenomenal.
And I mean, Charles McGill, come on.
In Saul, he's amazing. I wish he was in a longer in Saul, but then how it all happened.
Also, you remember he's the band leader playing a harp with Jiminy Glick. He played a harp, right?
Forgot
the Jiminy Glick show, which was that Comedy Central?
Yes, it was.
God, yes, Jiminy Glick, so fantastic. Adam, I just found out that the family I'm joining for Thanksgiving this year does not allow TV. Therefore, no football on Thanksgiving. Should I skip it and stay home?
Yes.
Do you know? You know the second game? Cowboys Giants. You okay. really need to watch that game. Who are the Lions playing? I have no idea. Hopefully, somebody good. Right? Do we, Harrigan? Do you know?
And it's the Pack and Dolphins, correct?
Pack and Dolphins at night at
come on
Lambeau.
Falcons,
the Bears.
Oh, well,
that's okay.
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Northern Division collision. I like to call it. Right.
You can take
the Norris Division.
You can take any of the four quarterbacks in the NFC North for not next year, okay, but for the next 5 years. Okay, because you got to give JJ a year of experience, right? And another year for Caleb. So you can have for the next 5 years Goff, Caleb, Love, or 12 looking year old looking. Okay.
Yes.
Not playing,
right.
But he looks 11. JJ McCarthy. Who is your selection?
It's not close. I'm taking Caleb Williams.
That dazzled by.
That dazzled. I think there's a lot of talent there. Hot take.
Harrigan?
In a few hours, hopefully, I'm going to take Daniel Jones.
Yeah. We're getting really, really excited about Daniel Jones. I'm hosting Thanksgiving. 17 guests coming.
Oof.
When can I start drinking?
Not too early. Because then you'll be Jamie Lee Curtis in The Bear.
Wow. Maybe I should have the family watch that episode.
Yeah.
Like, just to gather things around, you know?
Very calming episode.
Yes. 17 guests. Are you a part of a big or small Thanksgiving this year?
Maybe a dozen.
Dozen?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Just one location?
Sister-in-law's, and then going to my sister's. Sister's much smaller.
Yep. We're going to Griffin's for about 20. And then my house for a much smaller gathering. Dave, what do you guys got going? One place, two places?
We had the first one Sunday. We had 18 at our house on my wife's side.
Stop. Okay, is that allowed, Adam Carter? 4 days before
yes.
Thanksgiving. Okay, a week, the previous week. Could he have? When's the cutoff for a pre-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving?
I think you have. I think you're okay in the month of November.
Get out of here. You cannot have a November 2nd
yes.
Thanksgiving gathering.
This election is, slash Thanksgiving party.
This is like Happy New Year in March. 5 days max. That's it. 5 days.
Okay. You well, we met your window.
You fit the window.
Oh, God.
I know you can sleep easy.
Oh,
though.
Man.
Oh, boy.
I was like, what will Chad think?
Saturday, Sunday before. And I'm going to give you 10 days after. I'm going to give you a little more leeway after.
No, leeway after. Then you're into Christmas
yes,
time.
It's
I
Christmas
mean, that's early.
More,
that's
baby.
An early Christmas.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, you know what Christmas time starts? December 15th. You
okay.
know, I know you like to.
Personal calendar
I know like you to, like to swap.
I'm the one with the personal
and you're
calendar.
Sloppy. Okay. December 15th.
Slapidopolis.
Is when we think of Christmas. Okay, so. Would you have 100 there Sunday, you said?
It was 18 total, so 14 joining us four. But we'll have about the same amount, probably 18 to 20 at my aunt's house on Thursday.
Adam, reading all your texts. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Should Velveeta be considered real cheese?
No, but...
What? What is it? How's
it's
it not cheese?
Cheese product.
Come on, he's wrong here, isn't he?
No. That doesn't mean I won't eat it, but I mean, there's cheese and then there's cheese product.
Dave, are you buying this lame?
He's come looking on. It up for me.
Velveeta is cheese. It's a gross cheese. It's the cheese you have mainly when you're high or drunk or broke. That's pretty much your main criteria right there.
Or all three.
The ingredients in Velveeta include milk, water, whey, milk protein concentrate, milk fat, whey protein, sodium too phosphate, much. And then 2% of
sodium,
you know, your
phosphate.
Salt and your
I mean,
calcium
come on.
Phosphate. And,
oh, I'm sure all cheese is just flawless.
You know, when I'm on my European cheese tour, I don't think I'm getting any sodium phosphate. That I can tell you.
Who will be Patrick Royce's turkey of the year? I've given it no thought.
I haven't either.
Joe Poled's going to be a strong, strong contender by answering a question to Jason DeRussia. Right?
How about his boss at the paper? The man who owns the paper.
Steve Grove?
Glenn?
Glenn.
No, he's Team Glenn. And I think
doesn't mean he couldn't make it.
I think Glenn's won it before. I don't think he. Has he come out decisively saying Glenn lied to A-Rod and Laura?
Just saying, it's been a mess.
It has been a mess, but by the way, when are we getting that verdict? Hearing was 3-4 weeks ago, right? Shouldn't we get something? Or is there any buyers? If they lose to the Rockets tonight, is there buyer's remorse? They'd be under 500.
I just think the poll ads is too easy. He could set us up by talking about ownership.
I think he'd go
with the okie doke.
I think he might include all of them then. I don't think he'd go Glenn. That's my guess. Who else? Who else is not going KOC?
Are we convinced does it have to be sports adjacent at least?
Maybe it could be Coach.
Coach Walls, that's what I was thinking.
God, that'd be a good selection. But he's a diehard lefty.
Right.
Again, he can't answer a question about Ilhan's comment. Like, what the heck? Probably work in the Trumpster, right? Work him in. Other suggestions? Let's go. 651-461-9226. Back to Ask Adam Anything in seconds with more sodium phosphate talk right here. So Kathleen today picked up a Thanksgiving pie for the family, okay? At a hoity-toity place. Wasn't inexpensive. And she paid. And as she's walking out, she felt side eye because she didn't leave a tip. It was not a cheap pie. And they clearly were like staring, like looking back at her. What do you say, Adam Carter? You call a place. It's a fancy place. You get a pie. Prime time, right? The Tuesday before, that's a good time to do it. Do you leave it? I'll tell you, it was $40. So it's a nice pie.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's a
good pie.
It's a good pie.
Yeah.
And if it's the person, like if it's a singular person who's baking said pies and like this is this person's.
Betty Crocker's right there.
Betty Crocker. Then I'm probably inclined to give a tip. But boy, just picking up a pie, I mean.
I would have left $2-3. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But not 20%.
No.
I got to throw in $8, Harrigan, knowing you. No chance, right?
Zero chance. I would have walked up to the counter and they said, that'll be 40. Excuse me?
Right.
I'll give you 30.
The average American gains how many pounds during the holidays? Did you see this?
No. I don't buy any of these stories, though.
So you're against journalism? Is that what you're saying? Former journalist? Now that you're flaming, hot take, no credibility, seat of your pants, show host?
Shoot from the hip?
Yeah.
Like over just the Thanksgiving or the holidays?
Holidays.
Okay.
With a
C. 6 pounds.
You nailed it.
Did I really?
You nailed it.
I'm a ballparker.
You're a ballparker.
I'm a tremendous ballparker.
Which are you? I don't buy any of it, but also to get it right, I'm a ballparker.
Yesterday, David said, this room's 50 feet. I said, it's 35. It was 32 feet. I'm a ballparker. Ballparking it.
Ballparking it. Back to the text. Is Sonny D orange juice then?
No.
Sonny D orange juice. Any chance? Ask Adam Anything. What two things would you be doing
if nobody was watching? That's a very good question. What two things are you doing?
Oh,
you
man.
Sick, you know
you
what?
Sick son of a one sick puppy.
Yeah, we can't even say, by
I
the way.
I can't say on the
think
air.
About it. We can't say the dictionary word of the year, too. Brad, I'm disappointed.
How many dictionaries are coming up with words of the year, though?
Well,
I mean, what is this? Some.
I've literally never heard of this
one. Well, there you go.
Okay. But it's not like I'm Mr. Webster. Famous Webster's the actor.
Emmanuel Lewis?
Yeah, the actor. Marvin Webster. Great nickname. He used to block shots. So you know what his nickname was? The human
Webster
eraser.
Slaughter.
The human. Can I finish my human? The human eraser. Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Hold on. Michael
Excuse
McKay.
Me. Yeah. Give me
Excuse
a pen.
I mean, come on. That's a
that's
great.
That's a good.
Webster nickname. Slaughter, wide receiver, right?
Cleveland Browns, right?
Webster. Dave, you got a Webster for us.
Is that like Martell Webster? Was that a.
Timberwolf player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Yeah. Just after I left, and I'm not that disappointed. I missed the Martell Webster
days. That's
too
bad.
I'm fine. You have nothing to say what you do when no one is looking. Was it the lobster providing you with some guidance?
No.
Or?
Probably just scratch in some place.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, Adam. Texter's here. Boxers, briefs, commando.
The answer is C, for commando.
So we had to do that disgusting voice for us, too?
It's been quite liberating, I will say that.
Good. And no wonder you're scratching. Macy's and NBC near a pact, wait for this, where they will own the parade on NBC for an average annual price. Guess how much? Annual price. $60 million. You took too long.
Oh, jeez.
It's up from $20 million.
What has happened to this country?
What is that? I mean, now, Quentin loves it, so I record it, and we keep it. It's on your TV. Have you ever enjoyed any time at a parade outside
with
the
kids.
Girls were involved?
No.
Dave Harrigan.
Oh, wait, no, the Twins parade. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Was that, what, 70, 80 years ago?
Close.
Were you on the scene for the...
Wolves, or Lynx parade.
Lynx parade.
One of them, I think. I was at Target Center when they came into the Target Center, reporting live.
Yeah. We covered it right here. Yep. That's when we were the home of the Lynx.
Right on.
They should come back. All we did was win four titles on the station. I mean, what happened last year?
Yeah.
Of all the losers, they were first. Eric Webster, yes. Eric Webster, radio guy, still does excellent voice work. Again, Josh Wheeler checking in. Adam, are people still sick of Target? Yeah, I love how you just crystallized why people were sick
of
Target.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal today?
Yeah. I also saw Best Buy's numbers, too, where they estimated 8 trillion people were going to be there, and it was only 7.9 trillion. I think
meet Minneapolis.
I think we're going to be okay. Are you done with Target yourself? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just said I think people are sick of Target. And Jason DeRusha called me out. He said, give me a break. The foot traffic is same in the stores, but it's just...
He's right. No one is sick of Target. Harrigan, Target is packed 24/7. People are obsessed with Target.
They just don't obsess over buying the things anymore.
They had a low minor blip. You guys going to invest a lot of money in short Target? Because I'm willing to take your cash. Are you calling for the hometown company to go belly up? Is that what I'm hearing on WCC?
That's what people were accusing me of.
Yeah. How long have you hated Minnesota? Why don't you go back to Ottumwa and one of these other bottom feeder places you used to live? You know, we're done with it. In fact, Dave, this is the final Ask Adam.
Yes.
Once he took on Target, that's it. We're done with him. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, sir.
Time to get a complimentary
you off tomorrow?
Inspection. No, I'm here.
Oh.
I believe in America. How about you?
I'm here.
Good.
I'll say happy Thanksgiving to you again then. Your Landis Construction Time Check. Get that free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.